First question, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
I would say that it hasn't affected my faith or beliefs in any kind of drastic way. I have always grown up going to church, and I still feel the same about my church and about my religious beliefs in God. And I don't think that this pandemic was something sent from God to spite us, or that we are like being ignored by any kind of higher being or something for this happening. I think that it's just like stuff happens, and you know, faith and science are two separate things.
Okay, and question two, is your religious community still gathering currently? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
My religious community is not still gathering. It's actually Tempe First United Methodist Church, which is on the ASU campus, in fact, or right next to it. I don't know if it's ASU-owned land or anything like that. But it's affected the participation in my religious community in the sense that I'm not attending church because they're not gathering. And then as far as my direct family, my father and brother are in the church choir, and so they have not been attending. And my grandparents as well usually attend. It's like something that we do as a family. And they do a lot of help with the community outreach and the Wesley program, which is like the college program at the church. So, you know, that's all like part of the religious community, not necessarily worship, that we are typically very involved in my family that we have not been involved in because of all this.
Okay, and question three, is your religious community supplying or engaged any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
Actually, my church is very dedicated to helping out the homeless in the Tempe community. We have a shower program where folks can come on Wednesdays and Sundays, and they can shower and get a new set of clean clothes. We have a whole closet full of clean clothes for them, and get a hot meal. And my grandparents do the laundry for that, so they wash all the dirty clothes and towels from that, so that way every week when the homeless people come, there's clean towels, clean clothes for them to exchange their dirty clothes for. And that's actually been shut down because of this, because the majority of volunteers in my church are like 75 plus, and so they're unable to do any of this.
Okay, perfect. And that's all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you.